Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
That's enough. Now listen to me.
I've listened to you. You were the one who said let the children play where they want to. You let it go near that pond.
Thanks for the memories, Laura. Thank you.
You said you'd give your life in exchange for hers. Well, you can't do that.
Jesus H. Christ.
John, she's trying to get in touch with us. Maybe to forgive.
Okay, go on. Go on, you crazy women. They can have their... Go on. Get out.
So that's the great Donald Sutherland. He passed away last week. His career spanned 6 decades, and of course he received numerous accolades, including a Primetime Emmy Award and 2 Golden Globe Awards. Joining me to discuss his best work is Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator. What was that from?
That was from the 1973 horror classic Don't Look Now. Absolutely brilliant film. Heartily recommend it to anyone who hasn't watched it. Now would be a great time to do so. In fact, I once really scuppered a lovely evening that I was having in Venice by really, really excitedly telling my friend about the movie over dinner and explaining how well they use the city, because you're walking down these laneways and you'll hear some voices and then it kind of disappears into the city. And of course, I missed my gondola home, got lost and ended up walking around Venice at night experiencing a lot of the stuff that is done so well to build the psychological horror in the film. But it's a really, really great one. Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie's performance in it is really superb.
He may be very good in it. It's not the one he's probably most famous for. I'm guessing that's MASH.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it would be like MASH, the 1970 Robert Altman film. It's so iconic, largely, I would say, because of the TV show that spun out of it. The original film, though, is much darker, much more biting. And I suppose in the context of a film rather than broadcast television, you can get away with a lot more. He was, of course, in his own life known for being quite an outspoken anti-war activist as well, Donald Sutherland. So it makes sense that he would be in a film like MASH and that it would be one of the first movies that really brought him to the fore. He'd been better known, I think, in the UK. He'd studied in Lambda, or RADA rather, and he was from Canada, of course, originally. So MASH was the one that really launched him in terms of Hollywood.
The other one, of course, that he is very associated with is the work that he did with Sidney Poitier in the movie 6 Degrees of Separation.
I was mugged out there in Central Park by the statue of that Alaskan husky. I was standing there trying to figure out why there was a statue of a dog who saved lives in the Yukon in the middle of Central Park. And I was standing there trying to puzzle it out.
Are you okay?
Oh, they took my money and my briefcase. I said my thesis is in
there. His shirt's bleeding.
Shirt isn't bleeding. He's bleeding.
Oh. I'm sorry. I get this way around blood.
Oh, no, my God. Not on the run, please. Eddie, get the doctor, will you?
No. I'll survive. No doctors, please.
All right, Eddie. We'll call you.
Thank you, Eddie.
I don't mind the money. But in this age of mechanical reproduction, they managed to get the only copy of my thesis.
Lisa, where's the first aid book?
So I just made the same mistake that he makes in the film.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not actually Sidney Poitier. It's a 1993 film. It's absolutely brilliant. Another one, if people haven't seen, I definitely recommend checking out. And he co-stars with Stockard Channing and Will Smith. Stockard Channing, who has almost, I think, the female version of an iconic voice, because you know it's her straight away. Whereas Donald Sutherland, of course, I think his voice is one of the most arresting things about him. He did actually do a little bit of radio DJing as well when he was a teenager. So that's that stands to reason. But yeah, Six Degrees of Separation tells the act, it's based on a true story and it was originally a play. It tells a story of how in the early 1980s, this very wealthy couple in New York allow a guy access to their apartment on the basis of him being the son of the actor Sidney Poitier. And he basically allow him to spend the night in their apartment with them because they're so taken in by, you know, this famous actor's son. But of course, he's just a con man and it all goes wrong. It's a great social satire, really, really worth checking out.
It strikes me that there's a thing that you say about Stirling Moss, that he was the greatest racing driver to never win the world championship. There seems to be a bit about Donald Sutherland that when you look at his oeuvre and you look at his awards, they don't seem to line up. You would have thought he'd have an Oscar knocking around.
I totally agree with you, Anton. Like again, if you look at his life and his career, like he doesn't seem to be someone who was very awards driven. You know, he would often take a role that wasn't maybe the leading role, and I think that's why there's been so much talk in the last week since he sadly passed. Of, you know, he was never seen as a leading man. I don't necessarily know that he really wanted to, because he did get leading roles, of course, in Don't Look Now. And, you know, there's a very, very famous love scene in that between himself and Julie Christie, who plays his wife. It's famous for some interesting reasons. A lot of people at the time maintained that they had actually made love on screen, which has been shown not to be the case. But like he definitely had the charisma of a leading actor. I just don't necessarily think those were the roles that drew him in.
Although you would have thought that maybe he might have got it for his role in Pride and Prejudice.
I must pay him back.
No. You mustn't tell anyone. He wouldn't want it. We misjudged him, Papa, me more than anyone, in every way, not just in this matter. I've been nonsensical. He's been a fool about Jane, about so many other things, but then so have I. You see, he and I are so similar. We're both so stubborn. Apart.
You really do love him, don't you?
Very much.
I cannot believe that anyone can deserve you. But it seems I am overruled. So, I heartily give my consent.
You would have thought an old turn in a costume Jane Austen drama would
absolutely
work for him.
I agree with you. And what's interesting about that is what he brought to that role. Like, I mean, Pride and Prejudice is a story that's been told on screen, whether it's TV or film, so many times over the years. I never thought anyone could beat the BBC Colin Firth one for me. But the 2005 one, directed by Joe Wright, with Keira Knightley there as Elizabeth and obviously Donald Sutherland as Mr. Bennet, is superb. And what's really interesting about that is the film in the US actually ends with a different scene. It's kind of like a more happy ending and showing Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy being in love and what have you. But the UK version kept the original ending, which was the one that Donald Sutherland preferred there, which is the chat between Elizabeth and Mr. Bennet.
They focus grouped Jane Austen.
They focus grouped Jane Austen. Exactly, Anton. And what's funny as well, I think, is, you know, like so many people talked about the warmth that he brought to that role, and almost as if that's the way that role is meant to be. There's no other iteration of Mr. Bennet where he is such a kindly man. He's a bit detached in all the other ones. And in fairness, that's the way Jane Austen originally wrote him.
Dee, thank you very much. That is Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator. A lot of text saying, Kelly's Heroes is Donald Sutherland's best film. As a kid, I first became aware of Donald Sutherland, says another, when I saw him playing Oddball in Kelly's Heroes. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.